Yes, hi. I'm looking to speak with Jaya Jind.
Yeah, speaking.
Oh, very good.
Can I help you?
My name is Daniel. Yes, my name is Daniel. We spoke from Noonbook Writing in terms of Elite Ghostwriting Services for one of your friends. Remember?
Yes. Okay. So you're based in New York, as I understand, right?
Indeed.
Okay. 99 Wall Street is the, what is that, like a co-working space?
No, it's a proper office. I mean, if you have that address, you can come and visit to us, and you'll be able to see us there.
Oh, okay, awesome. Well, nothing wrong with the co-working space. You know, I use one myself. Just figured with an address like that, I have 99 Yorkville in Toronto, Canada, so 99 Wall Street kind of seemed analogous to my situation.
Okay, well, this sounds a coincidence, though, but yes, this is 99 Wall Street, 22424 New York. So you can visit here if you like to. You can confirm, but just make sure that you book an appointment because due to COVID, we do not entertain walk-in visitors anymore. So
hey,
just
that's,
make sure that you
not
have
not a problem. Not a problem.
I
so I
will be everything good to go. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, great, Daniel. So I just wanted to square up a few things with you before I call my friend this evening. Number one, your email has to be a little bit more specific when you talk about, like, guaranteed bestseller.
Mm-hmm.
How can you guarantee that something is going to be a bestseller, right? I mean, you have to be able to qualify these statements.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, we talked about, like, the numbers of books. You said, like, 10 hard copies, soft copies. Out of how many copies, right? I mean, if you're going to do a print run, it's obviously going to have to be through a publisher. How does that work? Right? If you're just talking about proofs, then that's a different story, because if they're not actual, you know, lithographic press pieces, then it's not like an actual, you know, final copy kind of thing, right? So that's
Indeed.
The other thing.
Let me guide you on this. See, we are actually ghostwriting service. We actually help you to go and create this book and bring this book into life. We normally do not offer printing service, but since you're going for elite service means you're looking for everything in one bundle. So if you're going for something really extensive, really elite, so we would go ahead and order 10 copies for you on our behalf. That is paperback 10 and hardcover 10, and that will be delivered at your doorsteps. But this will be done once the book is published. It will be ordered through Amazon, so you'll be able to see the paper quality as well from your end.
Okay, understood. And just a question, tell me about your background. Are you an Amazon bestseller?
Me, myself?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I'm a published author, but I'm not an Amazon bestseller, right, because I've been writing books, and I've been writing books for years. Now, when you become a bestseller, right, or when you want to become a bestseller, if you put it on Google that how to make a book a bestseller, Amazon itself or New York Times itself gives you a very good easy task or challenge to go and fulfill, which is to sell 5,000 to 7,000 copies in the next 10 days as soon as it's published.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're able to go ahead and do that, all right, quickly your book becomes, it first gets recommended to NYT for bestseller column, and once they verify that yes, certain sales are there and they're legit sales, they'll be able to claim your book as NYT's bestseller column. So that's how it
comes.
Technically, depends on the sales, right? The more number of sales you're coming up with, the stronger it would make your profile to go and get recognized for a bestseller book.
Okay, I see.
Marketing is required, all right, because marketing would be something that would create your target audience. It would create your market of people who will be able to read the book. So technically, when you'll be publishing the next book, you won't have to choose marketing for it. You would already have people lined up who will be there to go and buy the book.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay, perfect. That's good to know. So I guess your service is being pretty comprehensive, and you're talking about a 350-page publication. Is that correct?
Indeed.
Okay, and when we talk about, Spanish translators within the team, how are you going to funnel all the, the creative process from, you know, what's inside the head of my friend to an actual working, you know, novel? How does that process work?
Interview you in the beginning, before we actually start writing anything, we would interview you back and forth. Maybe it's possible that one call might not be enough for an interview, so there'll be multiple calls that will be catered. until and unless you and the writers are not synced on the one page, they are not synced on the same page, the job won't do not start. The job will not start at all. So once you actually portray a complete idea, you throw out maximum information that you have in mind for the book, then the writer would actually consider the information. He would sit with you, flush out, you know, knowledge which is not actually important, and use the important material on this book and get this going. They will come up with an outline to show you the book flow and how many chapters they're dividing the story and how they're dividing the story, how many pages it will be required to cover the story, mm-hmm. Of course. I'm talking about specific numbers. Once that will be discussed, once that will be finalized, they will move on towards the writing part for you. Every chapter will be discussed mm-hmm. with you, will be written down, your feedback will be recorded mm-hmm. in the chapter. And once the chapter is up to the mark, once it's finalized, as per your satisfaction, they move on to the next part, mm-hmm. the next chapter. And that's how they go mm-hmm. and continue the complete book.
Okay, great. And just out of curiosity, how does your payment structure work, Daniel?
Normally, we offer payment plans as where you can pay the fee in 50-50, where you can divide the payments in two equal installments, one you can pay upfront and one you can pay directly on completion. We do have an option where you can divide the payment in three-way as well, where you pay 60% upfront, 20% once half of the book is done, and 20% on completion. However, okay. There is an option that if you want to go ahead with a one-off payment, you are entitled for a 20% straight discount. But here, since we were offering Easter promotions, so I'll be able to offer you a flat 40% discount if you're planning to proceed further with a one-off payment.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, interesting. So can you send over some you know more formal information about your company as well as what we discussed previously, any bank account info, etc., just so I can get the lawyer to look over everything before we proceed.
What I can do for you,
you'll do that?
I can mm-hmm. send you an agreement in writing if you like to, where the list of services, what you're actually agreeing to, what you're actually paying for, how you're paying for, how many payments you're dividing, and everything. Mention that in an agreement, get it signed from our authorities, and have that emailed over to you. So you can have a lawyer look into this, and you would understand the clauses, the terms mm-hmm. which are mentioned in it. It is actually, it includes clauses that keeps you in the safest corner as being an author, that we do not copy your stuff, we do not use your material on any other book's stuff, any other book's material would not be used on your book. So all these type of clauses to put you in the safest corner will be mentioned on the agreement, so you can have a lower
goal. Okay, I see.
You will be able to explain what there is.
Okay, great. And the final question would be as far as your books are concerned, I would love to see a link to one of your books that you've written.
Sure.
That would be great.
Sure, I would love
and,
to.
Yeah, something on Amazon, that would even be more impressive.
No problem, sir. I'm not related to your genre. I'm an author in children's book, all right? I belong to a different genre, but yes, I would love to go and see, you know, I would want you to go and see my work. So what I'll do for you is I'll go and give you the link over the email. You can review that. Again, I'm not a bestseller,
sure.
So do not keep that in mind. But review the work. You would have an idea of what we are talking about and what you can expect from ours.
Okay. Got it. All right. Thanks a lot. I'll be waiting.
Anything else, which is
that.
A question for you.
No,
so
that's everything.
An agreement will be draft. Would be something that I'll deliver you, a link to go and review my profile. Anything else you want me to add in the email for you?
Well, when we talk about an agreement, I need to have actual, you know, corporate information of your company for my lawyer to look over, including
that's
your address, bank account information, etc., so that we're not wasting any time here.
No problem.
Okay?
No problem. Normally, we go ahead and accept the payments through debit or credit card. So it will be done through a merchant that I would give you a secure payment link through. You can, of course, contact
yeah.
the lawyer, and it will put you in the safest corner, if that's a question, because we do not accept bank transfers here. So that's one thing. Remaining, I guess, the agreement would...
You don't accept bank transfers for a $20,000 contract? That's... You know, it's
normally we do, but we try to avoid it due to bank, because we have got clients over here who have been giving us the screenshots that they have done the transfer, we initiate the work, and the problem is that the payment never comes in. And it's been 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and the client is like, I've paid it, I'm done with it, you need to start the job. We normally do go and start the job as well. but eventually it's like it takes time. Over the credit card, it's like you pay it right now, it hits the account, I give you the confirmation right then and there. Bank transfer hits your account at least in 96 hours. So that pulls everything on hold. So if you're okay with putting everything on hold after you have done with the payment, at least for 4 days, I don't mind you doing that.
Oh, yeah, no, I have no problem. I just
want to put you in the safest corner because, see, if you make a payment, all right, of course you would accept the confirmation. You would want the team to work on it right then and there, start the job right then and there, and this is what I prefer to. So if you're the type of a person that would like to put things on hold until the payment is effective.
My payment, you know, a payment from Toronto to New York doesn't take more than a day or two, so I don't see what the big problem is.
Okay. I've given you the option, all right? That's there with you, but until the payment is not effective, we won't initiate the job. So that will be the kind
of
thing. So if that's the question,
and,
if you're able to wait, I can give you the bank transfer details too.
Okay, perfect. And just one last question.
Go ahead.
When can I set up an appointment to come and visit you at your office in New York at 99 Wall Street?
Instead of actually visiting us, why don't you go ahead and get yourself an appointment with the team once you're on board? This way you'll be able to speak with the writers directly, if that keeps you satisfied, if that keeps you in the safe zone.
You mean when I'm on board after I've made a payment?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I can't...
This way I'll be able
to
help you. I do not mind you coming up right now, sir. All right, but again, that won't go ahead and keep you any satisfied because at the end of the day, you would need to speak with the team, right? You would need to speak with the person who's working on the book. So instead of...
Well, you know, part of our due diligence process, Daniel, is making sure that, you know, you guys are there and you have an actual physical presence for a company that's receiving $20,000 payments off the cuff. You would expect, you know, the customer
I do not mind you
look.
Doing that, sir. I do not mind you doing that. Try to understand what
Perfect.
I'm trying to say. The team is
okay,
not
so
assigned
tomorrow,
to you. So you're not on board. The team is not assigned to you. So you would come in to speak with who? With Daniel Garcia,
well,
that's
just,
it?
Yeah, Daniel Garcia, your accent sounds pretty South Asian.
Indeed.
Are you Latino, but
nope, I'm
you
a
were
Mexican.
Born in Bangladesh or Indian?
No, of course.
Usted habla español.
Indeed.
De qué parte de México usted? Okay, buddy. All right, Daniel, thank you very much.
I appreciate that. No problem, sir.
Good try, buddy.